Now, George, 6:30, you've got some news about some characters possibly dying in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, haven't you?
That's it, there's more entertainment news at midday tomorrow.
I'm really looking forward to Serge celebrating the end of Kasabian's tour as well today.
I am.
Are you okay? Anything else?
Well, I'm quite interested in maybe Kate Blanchett and Judi Dench and Bill Nighy.
Their new film, which is called...
I don't know.
Notes on a Scandal.
That's right,
I might go and put a bet on Matt Dawson winning Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, yeah, and who's just become a new dad?
I know, you tell us.
It's all yours.
Well, you leave me... Okay, this is the entertainment news. P. Diddy's just had twins. That's it. More entertainment news tomorrow. You've ruined everything.
Oh, please do it. We're only joking.
Okay.
Please.
No. We now know what the final Harry Potter book's going to be called.
Right.
It was hard work, though. You can help me out if you like.
The title was hidden in a puzzle on a website. And we had to find a key and go through a locked door, open a present, and then complete a hilariously difficult hangman game before the answer was revealed as Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. No idea what that means. It deals with the young wizard's final year at Hogwarts. We don't even know much about the plot yet because J.K. Rowling admits she hasn't written big chunks of it, but there are rumours that Harry might die.
This is Radio 1.
Go.
It's a quaint view to carry on.